Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Hello, today's interview is with a well-known leader in the restaurant industry, Don Fox. Don currently serves as the CEO for Firehouse Subs, the sandwich chain with over 450 units in, I think, 29 states. And I recently had the opportunity to hear Don speak at the National Restaurant Show. And I was really intrigued by the stories behind Firehouse Subs. So I'm so pleased to have you with us today, Don. Welcome.
Thanks very much for having me, Denise.
Great. Well, Don, I wanted to give you a chance to introduce Firehouse Subs to those who may not be familiar with the brand, but I'd like you to do that in the context of your category and specifically of Subway. You know, after all, Subway seems to be kind of like the 300-pound gorilla in the sandwich category. And so I'd like you to talk about, you know, what Firehouse Subs is and how you compete with such a large player that has, you know, this great kind of brand equity and penetration.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Firehouse was founded back in 1994 by two firefighter brothers, Robin and Chris Sorensen. And just to briefly describe the concept, we feature a hot submarine sandwiches, and they're really differentiated by the quality of the ingredients that we use, the fact that we use steam to heat the meat and cheese. It's a very unique way of preparing it. It does some very unique things to the flavor profile. And we feature very large portions, approximately double if you compare it apples to apples sandwiches with what our major competitor sells.
Wow.
So back in 94, those were the key points of differentiation. And when the founders opened that first restaurant, we were very much competing just in that sub-sandwich space. So even though it was 18 years ago, Subway was still the major national competitor. Quiznos was just starting to emerge. Other than that, there were just some regional, local sandwich chains. But the sandwich category overall has evolved very much over the years, and Firehouse has evolved with it. And I'd say that most prominently, that evolution has carried forward into the fast casual segment. And we found ourselves as a brand morphing, if you will, into a more of a fast casual restaurant than a prototypical sub shop. So while we still do compete on a number of levels against the likes of Subway, the other fast casual types of chains are very much in our in the consumer's consideration set. You'll find our competitors to be along the lines of a Panera, Chipotle, Five Guys, any type of brand in that fast casual arena that's vying for that type of dining occasion.
Right. And, well, maybe you could say a little bit more about that, the fast casual dining occasion, and what are the things that you're doing to really appeal to consumers' needs and wants there?
Sure. I think one of the key things that sets apart players in the fast casual arena and almost defines fast casual is the quality of the food experience. You'll pay a little bit more for it, so none of the fast casual players are operating in the price points of a McDonald's or even a Subway. Per person check average is going to be more in the $8 to even $15 range. For Firehouse, we operate on the lower end of that, so from a value perspective, we're very competitive in that in the price value component. Having some differentiated service is also important. In Firehouse, when you dine in, and that's our preference for people to actually dine in the restaurant, you order at the counter, but we deliver the food to the table. We take your name, call your name, deliver it there, and it's served plated as opposed to typical fast food packaging. So those are just some of the key differentiating points that make it something more than a fast food experience. You're actually getting casual dining, food quality and ambiance, but without some of the added price that you pay in a casual dining segment, including the absence of tipping, and that becomes a big factor in the value equation for the customer.
Right, right. The way you describe it makes it seem like it's just this real sweet spot that meets what today's consumers are looking for are just spot on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's really reflected in the growth that the category has shown over the past 5 years. The fast casual segment overall has been the only part of the restaurant industry to substantively grow market share. And if you look at the key growth companies in the restaurant industry during that time, they've almost exclusively been fast casual concepts.
Right, right. Well, I wanted to ask you about Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. So tell me a little bit about what that is and what role does it play in your brand building efforts?
Yeah, Firehouse has always been a firm believer in giving back to the communities that we serve, and all that goes all the way back to the founding in 1994. And for the first 10 or 11 years of our history, we were involved with other charitable organizations in our communities. For example, in our home market of Jacksonville, Muscular Dystrophy Association was a charity that we devoted many, many thousands of dollars and hours of time to supporting. But in 2005, we decided that our efforts would be best directed at a philanthropic effort that was had a closer relationship to our brand. And that was born from some relief efforts that we were involved in after Hurricane Katrina. We came back from that experience, having donated our time, money, food in that affected community, to saying there's a lot of good we could do here, and rather working through other charities, let's get our own effort started. And so that was the birth of the Public Safety Foundation, and the mission became quite simple, to donate equipment, life-saving equipment, to public safety entities, fire departments, EMS, police departments, et cetera. And now over the years, that's led to us raising over $4 million, not only money that's donated from our customers in our restaurants, but from our vendors, from our own ownership team, executive management team, our employees. We bring in funding from all sources and churn that over into equipment that is put to work every day saving lives. Now, for us, we're very fortunate. That has such a direct connection with the overall theme of our restaurant, because in Firehouse Subs, it's,
right.
You would guess, named after actual firehouse, and the decor of our restaurants reflect the local firefighter community. So this is such a natural connection and really resonates with our customers, and they not only contribute to it at our restaurants, but they reward us with their food dollars. Our sales are demonstrably higher in restaurants that we have that are most engaged within those particular communities.
Interesting. Wow. And so how do you engage your employees in this? I mean, you know, they're obviously not firefighters, right? Even though your thing was founded by them. But so how do you get them excited about being a part of this foundation?
It's funny, when we talk to our franchisees when they're first coming on board with us, I often state that one would think that given our culture as a company that we'd be well served by having every franchisee being an ex-firefighter. but that really doesn't necessarily work well with the concept. So what we tell them is the next best thing is be supportive of the Public Safety Foundation, be supportive of your local fire departments. And that culture then really extends from that franchisee on down through their staff. It has to start with that franchisee. They've really got to embrace it and then just feed that perspective to their crew members. Now, we took a very important initiative underway last year. We spent the back half of 2011 visiting all of our markets in the system, the founders of the company, myself, several of my team members. We went out on the road with a crew rally, about a two-and-a-half-hour show, and one of the main components of that crew rally was reintroducing, or in some cases introducing, to our employees the Public Safety Foundation, its origins, its mission, bringing to them real-life stories of how that equipment has saved lives, really sensitizing them to the mission of the foundation. And That was so well worth the effort. We reached
Mm-hmm.
over 3,500 employees through those crew rallies. And what we saw almost immediately upon completion of those rallies was a distinct uptick in the level of participation and activation in the restaurants. The donations we were securing from our customers increased by over 50%.
Wow.
And that was primarily a result of just deeper engagement by our employees, and the road to getting there was all through creating added awareness on their part. Our mission was quite simple. We wanted to make sure that every employee understood at a very fundamental level what the mission of the foundation is and then what role they can play in helping foster its success.
That sounds terrific. And the whole crew rally concept sounds like a great way to engage people and get them excited about being part of your brand.
Absolutely. It was so enjoyable from our end because these rallies would range from, well, a small one might be 75 employees, but the largest were on the order of 350 employees. And not all of our employees are always going to be lifelong employees. Some may be with us only 3 to 6 months, and it's just that's where they may be at that point in their lives, and Firehouse plays a particular role for them at that point. But regardless of whether they're going to be with us 6 months or 6 years, for 10 years, no matter what they aspire to, we want their time with us to be as enjoyable as formative a part of their lives as we can possibly make it. And those crew rallies really help cement that. And to see the level of enthusiasm that that they brought to the table as they come to those rallies was simply incredible. It was as rejuvenating for us as it was for them.
Right. Wow. That sounds great. Well, Don, I want to thank you so much for spending the time talking with me today. And for my listeners, I want to let you know that you can learn more about Firehouse Subs on their website, their Facebook page, and Twitter feed. They're all under Firehouse Subs. It makes it very easy to find them. And I think you will be as excited about their story as I am. So thank you again, Don. Really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Denise.
We'll talk to you soon.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.